it'd be really good to go through verse 5 to 11 onwards at home and just think about each of these things that are brought up. But we're going to look at greed this morning. It's such an issue in our culture, and my guess is it's been an issue right down through humanity. I want more of this or that is with us from a very early age. Those of us who have little children know what greed's all about, and us as adults think we control our greed, but we still want more of everything. How should a Christian handle that? I mean, the passage, verse 5 says, put to death whatever belongs to our earthly nature. Put to death greed. Greed is, in fact, part of you that has died, according to this passage. You've got to recognise it as dead. It is part of your life before you actually came to know Christ, according to the teaching here. Now, your life being in Christ, there's clearly no place for greed in Christ's life. Where did we see Christ being greedy? Anybody got any answer to that question? Is there an illustration in the Bible or that tells us that Christ was greedy? I think not. In fact, he said that everything that he had belonged to someone else, his father. So greed is totally out of character with a new life in Christ. Now, Paul, when he writes this, clearly acknowledges that we're not perfect yet. Hands up, anybody who's perfect. So when he says put to death greed, he actually acknowledges that we actually can't put it to death completely. So this is a kind of active talk here, put to death all the time. So you've got to work at it. Constantly put stuff to death. Day by day, when an opportunity, for example, to be greedy comes up, then you have to remind yourself who you belong to, who you are now. You are in Christ, you're no longer your old self. So you need to put aside the greed. And it'll come back later that day and challenge you again. And it'll keep coming back, but you have to keep putting it to death. So I think that's what he means when he says put to death all these things. It's a continual work. You're not expected to achieve it 100% in this second life where we are now. One day you will not have greed completely. After death, when you're with Jesus, there will be no more greed. Just to go through it again, we've died to greed. It is no longer part of us. We are in Christ now. It's not important anymore. We have higher ambitions. We're meant to be aiming at other things. And in fact, if you take this to the nth degree, we should have as much desire to be greedy as a dead person. I know that sounds a strange thing to say, but that's where we should be in our greed, have no desire. Because a dead person cannot have a desire for greed, and we've actually died to our old self. So to summarise, at the start we noticed that Christ is mentioned four times in the first four verses. Christ is clearly meant to be central in our lives. Because of that, sorting out the continuing sin in our lives is a real possibility, and in fact a reality. If we put the cart before the horse, to go back to my illustration, we will try to fix the sin without Christ being first, and we'll get it wrong all the time. Dietrich Bonhoeffer once said, "Discipleship without Jesus Christ is devoid of all purpose." I'll repeat it. Discipleship without Jesus Christ is devoid of all purpose. And he ends his quotation with, "Jesus will certainly reject it." Trying to do things in your own strength is not the way to go. So have you, the question this morning, have you died to self and become alive in Christ? There's three verses I'd just like to leave you with. Ephesians 2 verse 4. Because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live. I no longer live. But who lives in me? Christ lives in me. And Colossians 2:20, these are all things that Paul wrote, the Apostle Paul wrote. Since you died with Christ to the basic principles of this world, why, as though you still belong to it, do you submit to its rules? Amen.